Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now. Let's make this a fun episode to brighten the day. Let's leave stress behind for this week and focus on joy, peace, happiness, health, fun, and blessings. My name is Denise Thompson, and I love celebrations that are fun, uplifting, bring joy, and make us feel good. Or we get to make others feel appreciated and loved. With my background in health and well-being for almost 60 years, this is part of my focus. So every February 14 across the USA and other places around the world, people are celebrating Valentine's Day. Where does this come from? It's actually something that came from a person named Saint Valentine, who was a mysterious saint, and they had some traditions in the ancient Roman rituals. And it started also with card-giving customs in Victorian England to welcome the spring. So those are just a few of the things. I don't really want to go into the history too much because I said we have so many tough situations, discussions, and things to ponder that I want to make this a little bit more on the fun part. So what happens usually on Valentine's Day? People give each other candy, flowers, gifts are exchanged between loved ones, all in the name of Saint Valentine. As I said, an ancient Roman ritual that welcomed spring to the card-giving customs of Victorian England. Being deeply loved by someone gives you strength, while loving someone deeply gives you courage. That's a statement from Lao Tzu. Helen Keller said, "The best and most beautiful thing in the world can be seen or even touched, or can't be seen or even touched. They must be felt with the heart." Again, the best and most beautiful things in the world cannot be seen or even touched. They must be felt with the heart. That coming from Helen Keller makes perfect sense. Then we have Johann Wolfgang von Goethe. Love does not dominate, it cultivates. And that made me think a little bit. I go, wow, so many people think when they dominate, they can prove how much they love the person. And it's actually not true. When they cultivate love, respect, tolerance, appreciation, friendship comes out of it, it is so much more powerful, worth so much more, and it lasts a lot longer. And then we have one statement by Henri David Thoreau, or Henry David Thoreau, as the Americans say, "There is no remedy for love but to love more." I love that one. So I just chose those four right now because I don't want to read you a whole slew of statements. I just want to get a little bit into reflecting. And so I have been reflecting on the last 2 years. How did they serve me? What did they do for me? How has my mindset or my attitude been? And honestly, it's been a journey of growth, mental growth. I found out that transforming mindset from anything that's negative to something positive takes a little bit of time, takes consistency, and when achieved, creates so much joy and happiness. And as you know, I always say a positive mindset creates health. A negative mindset causes illness. And so since I've been working on myself so much, and I'm working with my clients on that, since in everything I do, I want to lead by example. You know, it's so easy to tell people, do this, do that. You need to go here. You need to go there. Well, that goes more into the dominating things instead of cultivating. So I found out that when I lead by example and people see me doing what I refer to, I cultivate trust. I cultivate respect. I cultivate an opening for them to want to accept what I have to say or share. And it creates much foundations for wonderful friendships. And I go, wow, this is so awesome. I so love when I get to do things that definitely help transform, you know, relationship improvements, transforming those into higher standards, into more acceptance, and as I said before, respect and all that. And I just go, oh my gosh, I feel so free because it allows me to step away from worrying about things I don't have control over, because those things only cause stress. And so I always have a choice. Do I want to control my stress level and do what serves me and how I can serve others better? Or do I want less stress, let stress control me, and I cave and I start turning negative? Well, for me, the decision is clear. I want to be in charge. I want to be in control of my stress, and I want to learn even more about it. Day by day, doing some reading that's helping me grow, listening to podcasts or webinars that help me grow, that make me or help me become a better version of myself. And I just really, truly want to encourage you to focus on that instead of present, gift exchange, money, just going out for dinner or something like that. Those are fun things, but they don't last. So what can we do to make Valentine's Day more meaningful, more appreciated, and lasting longer in our memories? So, for example, we can go for a walk or a hike or a bike ride or any outdoors activities, which are easier right now due to space limits and whatnot. And most definitely, do things together. Respect, appreciate, love one another unconditionally. Those are the things that are so super important. Let me just see. There were some other things that I wanted to say. Oh, okay. Here. There are, I Googled Valentine's Day and figured out what are some of the things that happened, what can help us think about things that could impact us. And there was a page that 10 things that actually are related to February 14, I guess, and now called Valentine's Day. So it's not just 3 days after my birthday or my aunt's birthday or so many other people's birthday. It has some other things that are important that happened on that day at different years. Actually, some of them centuries ago. The first one is Captain James Cook was killed in 1797. Not too fun. Battle of Kettle Creek, 1897. Oregon becomes a state in 1859. Alexander Graham Bell applies for telephone patent in 1876. General William Tecumseh Sherman dies 1891. Arizona becomes a state in 1912. Jimmy Hoffa is born in 1913. The bombing of Dresden, Germany in 1945 in the World War II. 9. First Knesset meeting, 1949. Says this month after achieving independence, Israel's first parliament, the Constituent Assembly, convened inside temporary quarters in Jerusalem's Jewish Agency building. Israel's first president, Chaim Weizmann, delivered a solemn address in which he offered friendship to all peace-loving people and extended a hand of peace to the country's Arab neighbors before swearing in the 120 legislators. 2 days later, a parliament renamed itself the Knesset. It moved into its permanent home in Jerusalem in 1966. And then 10, Jacqueline Kennedy shows off the White House in 1962. Those are just a few highlights, some points that are actually mentioned. So another one is 6 surprising facts about St. Valentine. Who was St. Valentine and why do we celebrate him on February 14? Get the facts about this enigmatic character. 1. The St. Valentine who inspired the holiday may have been 2 different men. Officially recognized by the Roman Catholic Church, St. Valentine is known to be a real person who died around AD 270. However, his true identity was questioned as early as AD 496 by Pope Gelasius I, who referred to the martyr and his act as being known only to God. One account from the 1400s describes Valentine as the temple priest who was beheaded near Rome by the Emperor Claudius II for helping Christian couples wed. A different account claims Valentine was a bishop of Terni, also martyred by Claudius II in the outskirts of Rome. Because of the similarities of these accounts, it's thought they may refer to the same person. Enough confusion surrounds the true identity of St. Valentine that the Catholic Church discontinued liturgical venerations of him in 1969, though his name remains on its list of official recognized saints. Number 2, in all there are about a dozen St. Valentines plus a pope. Number 3, Valentine is the patron saint of beekeepers and epilepsy, among many other things. Number 4, you can find Valentine's skull in Rome. Woo! Okay. 5, English poet Geoffrey Chaucer may have invented Valentine's Day. That's a new twist on it. 6, you can celebrate Valentine's Day several times a year. So it's not, oh, wow, there are some suggestions here. Wow, that's interesting. Because of the abundance of St. Valentine's on the Roman Catholic roster, you can choose to celebrate the saint multiple times each year. Besides February 14, you might decide to celebrate St. Valentine of Viterbo on November 3rd. Or maybe you may want to get a jump on a traditional Valentine celebration by feting St. Valentine of Russia on January 7. Women might choose to honor the only female St. Valentine, Valentina, a virgin martyred in Palestine on July 25, AD 308. The Eastern Orthodox Church officially celebrates St. Valentine twice, once as an elder of the church on July 6th and once as a martyr on July 30. Wow, amazing. There's so many things out there that you, the more you want to know, just Google it and you'll find it. So since I said I wanted to talk about more fun stuff, and I already suggested a few things we can do on Valentine's Day. One of them is also writing a poem, or just finding one and copying that to a loved one. And there is one for a husband that I saw, and I really like the words of it. It says, "Husband, mere words cannot begin to tell you how I feel. You're the one thing in my life I can count on to be real. We've had our ups and downs, but whenever we're apart, I still get an empty feeling deep inside my heart. We've stood the test of time. We've walked the narrow road. And at the end of every day, it's you I want to hold. Proud to be your wife. I'm proud to be your friend. And if given the choice, I'd do it all again. I love you." And I think that's one that I can write to my hubby, because this is we're in our 42nd year of marriage, and nobody thought we'd go past 2 to 5 years. Well, yes, we did have our ups and downs, but you know what? After every down, the up was so much more joyful, powerful, and appreciated. So we do need variations during our days, in our lives, because if everything were exactly the same each and every day, it'd be so boring and monotonous that there would no be spice of life. And that's what we need, right? So this is actually a wonderful poem for the husband. And all you do is just Google it, Valentine's poems for husbands. There was another one that I saw that I really liked. Oh, this one. Okay. "As long as you love me, I'll stay by your side. I'll be your companion, your friend, and your guide. As long as you love me, as long as you care, I'll do anything for you. I'll go anywhere. I'll bring you the sunshine. I'll comfort your fears. I'll gather up rainbows. As long as forever, my love will be true. For as long as you love me, I'll only love you." How awesome. There are so many others, but let me see if I can find one. A Valentine's poem for a wife. So let me just see where there is a really good one. Oh, okay. "A wonderful wife, do you realize how much you mean to me? You give all of yourself so much and so unselfishly. You care and share and are always there whenever I am in need. I just want you to remember what a wonderful wife you are to me. I am very thankful for the way you are, as I realize it is the only way you could be. I just want you to remember, I respect you so greatly, and I thank you for being the greatest woman in the world in every way." There are a lot more, but I don't want to just read poems and stuff. So, again, you can Google, I just switched it from Valentine's poems for husband, and I just exchanged it for wife. And then they have things for boyfriend, girlfriend, fiancés and stuff. Make the most out of it. And then maybe create your own card and just use the saying, or even paraphrase that so you're not plagiarizing anybody. Some of the poems have an author listed, some of them don't. So the ones that have the author listed, you have to put that down. But the ones that don't, you can modify and put your own spin on it, you know, and then your name on it. And just make it something personal. Because I just watched a movie, I think it was yesterday or the day before, with my husband Shoot, I can't remember the title of it. It was so much fun. And it was a little boy, and it was on Valentine's Day, pretty much. And he had made a card for his mom with a red hearts and glitter, and he put it on the mantle. And his mom said that was the best card she ever received in her entire life. And she kept it. She said, yeah, we'll keep this card, and you can give it one day to the woman that you love so much. Unfortunately, on that day, she went out to get some milk to fix some food, and she got killed. But he kept that card, and he gave it to two more women in his life, the love of his life, who he met in elementary school. She was the only one who understood why he was so quiet and didn't want to go around and play around and laugh all the time, because he was sad. He just had lost his mom, and his dad was a very successful businessman. He didn't really have that much time for him. Loved him, yes, without a doubt, but he didn't have the quality time and as much time as his mom used to have. So he suffered mentally about it, emotionally. So when this friend of his, her name was Carrie, definitely became friends with him, and she went out there, she went after him when he ran out of the classroom and helped him, and, you know, she was his rock. She really helped him. So they were engaged and were talking about getting married, and she got in an accident and was comatose for so long with a serious brain injury. And when she finally came to, she didn't remember anything about him, even though for 8 months he did not move from her bed. He just stayed there holding her hand, talking to her, being with her all the time. And when she finally came to, he thought that was it, and she didn't recognize him. She goes, what are you doing here? I don't know who you are. Go away. And that was really hard on him, but he loved her so much that he let her go. And then a few years later, he met somebody else, and he gave her the card, and that was just so amazing. A card can mean so much more than we give it credit for. You know, especially if it's a homemade card. It can be kitschy, it can be, you know, it can be anything, but it's the meaning, it's the love that goes into making it that means so much. So I think I'm going to make my husband a card, and maybe with a picture of us or something. We don't have many pictures of us, but just something that is very personal, so he knows I took the time to think of him and to create something for him on that day. So what are you going to do? What are some things you want to do? Remember, we want to make it fun. We want to do the best we can. It's not about money. It's about love. It's about paying it forward. It's about being there for one another. And I think I'm just going to put out the challenge right now. Can send me poems and cards that you made. You don't need to send me the cards. You can send me pictures. And the best one will win a nice prize. I'm not going to tell you what yet, but I have some prizes. Or the best three will get a prize. I have some things in mind, and I will have some other people help me choose which one the best ones are. And since I can't see you, I don't know who you are. I can only go by what I see on the card. So let's do that. Let's make that a challenge. So by next week, make sure you have sent it to me via email. Send it to Coach Denise, CoachDenise, at cpdigest.net. It's in the transcript, just highlighted, copy and paste it into the URL. Then the very first thing you have to write in the subject line is capital B, capital T, capital R. And then if you send me the Valentine's poem, you write behind Valentine's poem for contest. Or if you want something else, write that behind, because I'm going to give you an offer also of two gifts right now. if there's anything that you have learned over the last 2 years, be it for you or to you, that's been happening, hopefully for you, and you realize you might do better by getting some help, I'd love to be there to help you and to evaluate what it is that you need. So I offer a free health reset strategy session. So if that's the thing, put in the URL of the, or in the subject line of the email, BTR in caps, and then health reset strategy session. I'll get in touch with you and we'll schedule a call. Or I have a health e-newsletter that I send out, and it has always a healthy recipe and some healthy activities and some other valuable information that I would be honored to share with you. So let me know what you want. But yes, I would love to get a few of your homemade cards, be it men who make them for their wives or boyfriends for their girlfriends, or the other way around, women or girlfriends for their husbands or boyfriends, fiancés to fiancé. It doesn't matter, just as long as it's clear what it is. And I get it by next Thursday, hopefully before then, so I can actually still have it judged and figure out who wins a prize, and I will then mention who wins a prize and what it is. So I hope that you had a little bit more fun this time. It wasn't as heavy as the others, but I always make it a point to deliver value to everything I present. And this has to do with healthy body, healthy mind, and healthy finances, because again, holidays usually are financial stress, and this time it's still associated with restrictions. I know California just said that Los Angeles County will be lifting the thing of wearing masks. However, my city won't, Long Beach, because the surge is still too big, and there is a new one coming up in a few days after Valentine's Day, I'm sorry. I just had a brain fart there after Valentine's Day. So I want to make sure that we're all safe and sound. And that's why doing things outdoors, making cards, or even making cards together as a family for one another on the day, kids for the parents, parents for the kids or whatever. I mean, there are so many options. Just tell me what you've chosen to do. Take a picture on the front end, what you wrote inside, so I know it's real, and email it to me. And the sooner I get it, the faster I can start getting judges in to help me figure out who got the best cards, and then give 3 awards out. So I look forward to hearing from you for that particular thing. And so I'm going to end with, until next week, stay healthy, happy, and empowered. And again, let me know if this gives you some value in any way, shape, or form. And if you need more information, you can always Google it. I mean, I put a lot of personal information in everything because that's what comes from the bottom of my heart. And not having had Valentine's Day while growing up, we didn't know that. That only became known to me 42 years ago when I came to the United States, a little bit over 42 and a half years ago when I came to the United States. So that's something that I treasure because it's an extra day to celebrate. All right. Wishing you a happy, happy Valentine's Day. May all go well or better than expected. Please send me your poems or your request for the health strategy session or the newsletter to coachdenise@ctdigest.net. First 3 letters in the subject line are capital B, capital T, capital R, and then behind the topic. And I wish you guys all the best and have a fabulous weekend. Till next week.